Renaissance-style frescoes are rare in this country, yet one hangs on a wall in Nashua's community theater. NHPR contributor Cheryl Rich-Kern walks us through its restoration.
G&H, Eddington Theater.
Summer campers dance and run through the hallways of the Court Street Theater. The room is jammed, so kids barely notice the mural with its bright sun shining on Main Street icons, parks, and riverways. Judy Carlson with Nashua City Arts says that for 25 years, many adults passed it by too.
And it never had a plaque. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew anything about the artists.
The artist was Lucienne Block. In the 1930s, she worked with Diego Rivera, famous for his frescoes. She painted the mural in 1991 in memory of a dear friend who lived in Nashua. The mural's been hanging at the Court Street building all these years.
Because this area is so well used and it is a community theater, they would put tables up against it and sell raffle items, and they tape announcements to it. And so when we came and looked at it, we decided, well, this really needs to be restored.
So Nashua City Arts raised funds to restore the piece and hire a conservator.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, are you Lisa?
I'm Lisa.
On a humid August morning, Lisa Lito Fulton invites me into her studio in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Hi, Cheryl. Hi. Welcome.
Fulton is the detective, scientist, and art historian behind the Nashua mural restoration. Her studio is dimly lit with several easels. Microthin paintbrushes and palette knives lie on a table.
Photograph.
Fulton spent 6 weeks restoring the mural in Nashua. She shows me a photo of it and explains that it's more than a large mural. The artist painted onto fresh, wet plaster.
There are only certain pigments that can be used. The plaster is very caustic. You can only do one section of plaster a day, and then it dries.
Fulton drew lines in the photo, almost like a jigsaw puzzle, to map out each section the artist finished on a given day, with each section using different brushstrokes and techniques. Structurally, Fulton says, the painting was in good shape.
But it was noticeable there were gouges and deeper holes that needed to be addressed.
She dabs a little putty on a glass palette.
So in order to get it to be more like the consistency of the fresco, I added a fine sand.
And then glue.
And a little bit of water. I want to thin it just a little. It's too watery.
Patience is as much a gift here as artistic talent. She dips her paintbrush into a sunny yellow watercolor. The key is to preserve the artist's original intent, not to make it new.
I try to mimic what I saw.
Fulton says that Lucienne Block was in her 80s when she flew to Nashua to paint the fresco on site. By that point, she was one of a few artists using the technique.
Here was a true fresco, a technique that hit its height in the Italian Renaissance, and we find it here in Nashua. So that's pretty remarkable.
Block died in 1999 in California. Now anyone going to the Court Street Theater in downtown Nashua can't miss her painting. It stands behind Museum Rope as a cherished work of art. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.